Let me start the summary with function 1, y of x. The height y above each point x on a graph. Then looking for function 2, that's the instant slope, the slope at the point. And we write that dy dx. But to find it, we have to start with delta y over delta x, a change in y, a definite change in x dividing into a change in y. And then we let the size of those changes go to 0 over 0, but the ratio goes to that instant slope. That's the key idea. Let me do that for a new function, x cubed. So that goes up faster than x squared, and let's see how fast that x cubed function goes up. So first job, average slope. I have to find delta y from a delta x. So delta y means what x plus delta x cubed is and subtract away what x cubed is. So that's the change in y. So now I'll just have to write out x plus delta x cubed. It's got four terms when I do that multiplication out. Then I subtract off the x cubed. That leaves me with three terms. Then I divide by the delta x, and then I can see what's happening. Because the first thing in that ratio, delta y over delta x, is 3x squared. Great, that's the very thing I'm expecting and hoping for. The other parts of delta y over delta x have a delta x in them, or a delta x squared in them. They disappear when that step size goes to zero. So we're always taking that delta x going to zero. And the result is, the slope is 3x squared. And that fits the pattern. That's what we expected. For x to the nth, the pattern is the slope comes out n times x to one lower power. So when we add x cubed, it comes out 3x squared. And one other point that wasn't in the lecture, suppose it's 11x cubed. I multiply everything by 11. The y is multiplied by 11. The delta y's are multiplied by 11. The ratio, delta y over delta x. And its limit, dy by over dx. The function 2 is multiplied by 11. Let me say that again. If function 1 is multiplied by 11, so is function 2. So that, for example, if my function was 7 times x squared, the slope would be 7 times 2x, 14x. A multiplying constant is one of the easy things in calculus. Okay, and then let me just come back for using sine x as an example. So if the function 1 is sine x, then the neat fact, which will come soon, is that the instant slope is cosine x. Beautiful. I just want to see that it's reasonable. So sine x starts upwards, right? It's climbing. So the slope is positive. Sine x hits the top, hits 1, at 90 degrees, pi over 2. At that point, the sine curve flattens out, and sure enough, the cosine of 90 degrees is 0. The slope is 0. After 90 degrees, the sine curve starts dropping. So its slope goes negative, right? It's just that pair all the time. If y is dropping, the slope is negative. When the sine curve bottoms out at probably 270 degrees, 3 pi over 2, that's exactly when its slope, the cosine, comes back to zero. Central ideas. Now, I created some practice questions. Maybe the first five would just, you could do them at your own speed, reading them from the from the slide and taking time to do them, using the pause, using triple pause. I could just comment on questions 6 and 7, the practice questions in the next slide, because we've done it. And that question says, suppose the graph climbs up to a maximum at x equal 1 and then goes downwards. What is the sign of the derivative, dy dx, the slope, function 2? We have all those names for the same thing. What can you tell me about function 2 if you know that function 1 climbs up, tops out, maxes out at x equal 1, and then goes down? Okay, of course you know. The slope was positive where it was climbing. The slope is negative where it's falling. And the slope at that moment, at that instant at the top, is 0. The instant slope at the max is 0. And then a final question about this delta y over delta x business, which you have to practice with. I took an example, y equals sine x, and I asked you, well, what's delta y? And let me just say what it is. It's the sine of x plus delta x minus the sine of x. That's what sine x is changing by. Shall I say that again? Delta y would be, and I can't make it any simpler, delta y, the change in y, would be the sine at x plus delta x, the forward point, minus the sine of x, the start point. Okay, that's comments on 6 and 7, and I hope that lecture was helpful to you.